This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do that very well, do I? Not very convincing.
I liked it.
Or did you? Oh, okay. That's good. That's what's important.
It's good.
You like it. If Jay likes it, we're all set. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Get ready for Thanksgiving. Getting prepared. Don't wait till the last minute. That's sort of the message of the day or the week. And so with that in mind, I guess I was thinking about what happens during the complicated conversation. Do we overcook this? Complicated conversations at Thanksgiving? Or really, does it happen? I guess it depends on the house, right? Or the
yeah,
family,
but I think sometimes it's not only complicated conversations. It's just a matter of people not liking each other. Like, I heard this recently where it's a test to find out if someone, how somebody actually feels about you. You give them a compliment, and if they like you as a person, they take your compliment as a compliment. If they don't like you or they have a problem with you, they take your compliment as like a sarcastic remark or as something passive-aggressive, like some passive-aggressive statement. And I think that a lot of times that happens in families, that you have members who do not like each other, and they already are on edge. They enter the situation prepared to fight. And so it doesn't even have to be a conversation over politics or anything like that to ignite something.
It's called having a chip on your shoulder, I believe. You can refer to it that way as much as anything else. Holiday cheer turns into holiday anger, and then you have this adults. Hello, you're adults. Don't act like children, right? Don't be like the people in Congress the other day. When McCarthy supposedly elbowed another member of his party, they were having their members of the House Judiciary Committee got into a shouting match. Representative Tim Burchett accused McCarthy of bullying him. He elbowed me in the kidneys. It was deliberate. A cheap shot.
He did it on purpose.
Oh, no.
Seriously,
like me.
Get these people some team-building exercises. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, like being in a romper room, for God's sakes. Or some of the old TV shows. What was the name of Ding Dong School? That was it.
What's that one?
Yeah, that was something that was around when I was a child. They had, and then there was Miss Somebody or Other. Every city had Bozo the Clown, and they also had a lady who was a sort of a teacher. What the heck was the name of that show? I'm trying to remember it now. Most people remember Ding Dong Show. The people of a certain age will remember Ding Dong School. Anyway, so McCarthy says, I wouldn't hit him in the kidney. Maybe punch him in the mouth, but he wouldn't hit him in the kidney. I wouldn't hit anybody. It's just that they're not friends. Because Burchett was one of the ones who voted to get McCarthy out. Along with the Democrats. So, just because you're of the same party doesn't mean there are plenty of Republicans who don't like Trump. And yet it seems the litmus test of whether you're a good Republican or not, it's kind of like, well, are you a good Christian? Or who are you to decide whether you're good or not?
Mm-hmm.
I may be a Republican. Oh, we are a rhino. You're a Republican in name only. Yeah? Really? Who are you to...
Who says?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then you can get into it. Then you elbow him in the kidneys after that. Accuse me of stuff. That just shows you how fractionalized everything is. Tall people don't like short people don't like tall people, black people, white people, old people, young people. Like, I know somebody's going to take a shot at me for bringing up something like romper room. Oh, that doesn't fit into the demographic. Really? it fits into my demographic, and I'm one of the people that I'm talking to. Talking to lots of different people about lots of different things, so not everything is for everybody. Right?
But that's why it's always so well-rounded.
There's a lot of... There's a new kind of therapy. I think the website is BetterHelp.com. We want to check that out. I think it's called BetterHelp. Get matched with a therapist in just a day or two and begin some sort of a therapy online. This is obviously the new thing is do everything online. So have a Zoom call with someone who's a therapist to achieve better mental health. There are a lot of people, if you call a therapist today, you're lucky to get an appointment the next month. Any kind of doctor. I called yesterday to get an appointment for a physical, and you can come December 20th. Well, what happens if I'm really sick?
Then you have to see a team member, or they say, "Well, go to urgent care. Go to the ER." Well, you know, those are a lot more expensive. I've discovered a hack, though. Are you ready for this?
Just start scheduling
random appointments, so that way, when an appointment's coming up, you can always reschedule that appointment for a later date if you don't need to actually use that appointment at the time. So you have these appointments already scheduled, sprinkled through, so that way, if you do end up being sick, well, you already have an appointment booked right around the corner.
Huh.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Write that one down.
There you go. Okay, so then let's go one step further into all this. As I look around every day, I want to look and see what's in my general area, and then I want to see what's going on in the country, and then I want to see what's going on around the world. So, in the Around the World department, apparently masks are back, and this is a this is not because of COVID. There's a toxic blanket of gray smog hanging over New Delhi, India. And so the high-rise apartments, people are having to wear masks because they can't breathe. There's some construction going on. Maybe who knows what they hit. But they're severe anyway. In cities like New Delhi, not sophisticated, big city, 20 million people live there, and they have all kinds of things that, in this circumstance, the air quality index has gone through the roof in the negative sense, because there's something hazardous around, and the hazardous, say that again, Doug? Hazardous. Thank you. And the main monitoring agency there says that they've continued for about a week to have bad air, smog. And remember, this used to happen a lot in Los Angeles. I mean, it's not like this is the only place it happens. We've cleaned up the air in America much better. I remember when I first started going 30 years ago to Los Angeles, plane was going down at LAX. You could see five layers of smog, different colors of black, when you were landing. So what do you suppose that did to the people who were breathing the air there? But it's been cleaned up. It's good now. But over in places like India, really, they want to be a first world country, but they're still a third world country. They have deployed water sprinklers and anti-smog guns to control this haze that we're talking about. But they don't have any, they have no emission standards. They, you know, have all kinds of stuff coming out of cars and buses and trucks that creates the smog. It's a third world country. But it's gotten so bad that the government says we're going to have to make sure everybody wears a mask. Imagine going to school.
That's something they've been doing in China for a long time.
Big
cities, in Asia, they have to have the mask because it's so bad for lung health.
Yep. All right, so let's go over to Korea. There's a problem. The South Koreans have a big problem. It's not with the air. It's with bed bugs. Ah, there you go. South Korean authorities have been desperately detecting and exterminating bed bugs, a major disinfection process. They got buses they got to clean up, public facilities they got to clean up. Citizens are beginning to worry because it is spreading so fast.
Mm-hmm.
There are dozens
anyone
of
who has lived in an apartment building where one unit ended up having bed bugs, the entire floor, before you know it, has bed bugs. Those suckers spread so quickly.
Gross. bed bugs. Do you ever sleep in a bed that had bed bugs?
No. I had a moment where I thought there were bed bugs in a hotel room I was in, but it turned out to just be run-of-the-mill hives. Like an allergic reaction to whatever detergent they used for the bedding. But I had a moment where it was like, oh, I thought that I was infested with bed bugs. It was scary. Yeah.
I had them once. Got them in a hotel in New York. My body carried them. And I still have the powder around that I used to put on the mattress. I threw the mattress out in the box spring. Sheets and everything. But you don't, they get into the rugs.
Mm-hmm.
They get into everything, everywhere. So now the government in South Korea is trying to come up with measures to prevent the bed bugs from spreading. They steam clean all the hotel rooms. They're sterilizing public transportation because this stuff, as you said, it's everywhere. And not only there, if you're traveling to South Korea, you go, who just went to Korea? Oh, a friend of mine went to Korea for he's in the car business, and he sells Kias, and they're made there. So they had a big meeting over there. You know, I didn't ask him whether he had a
you
problem
need to.
With bed
Please
bugs.
Ask him.
But bed bugs are this is new to Korea, and a lot of people don't even know what they look like if you can see them. I think that's the thing. You can't. You can feel them, but you can't really see them.
If you look closely, you can see them with the naked eye, but you have to like look really close and see the carcasses. Normally, it is you see a little bit of the blood on the sheets and the mattress itself.
Yeah, it's good. What would happen if it spread all around? This is what we're saying, and people laugh. The bugs will inherit the earth. When we screw things up, when mankind is finished making a mess of things, and we're all gone, because I don't mean to sound like a fatalist, but I think sooner or later we're going to be like the dinosaurs. And so what comes after us? The bed bugs.
Bigger cockroaches.
Right? The cockroaches. Yep. And who will be the king of the cockroaches? There'll be big fights like the WWE. Monday Night Raw with the cockroaches. All right, that's enough of that. 18
or the Capitol.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hey, I'm Jackie, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the chicken. It is golden brown, so juicy, so delicious. It's the perfect savory start to my day.
Hey, I'm Matt, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit is the freshly baked, flaky, buttery biscuit. When I take a bite, it's kind of like, you know, crispy, soft, crispy. Crispy outside, soft interior, crispy chicken. There's really nothing like it.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit and Simply Orange Juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Okay, 23 at the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. James Collins at the controls in our main studio in Dallas, and it's social media time. We spend this time each hour talking about things that are trending, things that are in social media, or about the technology that supports it. Sometimes that's pretty interesting, some of those stories are. So this one is about Nikki Haley, who's one of the two people that are on the list, the number two position on the list. Trump's on the top. She's second, and DeSantis is in there someplace. She called for social media reforms targeting user accountability. This is part of her platform. She says, quote, "When I get into office, the first thing we have to do, social media accounts, social media companies, they have to show America their algorithms." Let's see why they're pushing what they're pushing. Second thing is every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, national security. And that actually would be good, because instead of the cowards who hide behind fake names.
Yes, or
right?
The bots,
I mean, it's
or anything.
Something to be,
Yeah, the scammy accounts. And right. One of the things is she is saying, too, like with the algorithms, social media, when you look at your news feed, social media tells you what you want to see. It's not the other way around, and it should be. The people that you actually interact with the most or people who are in your life, you would think that you would automatically see them the most, but that's not always the case. A lot of times they're like family members or close friends. You interact with them a lot, but you never see their stuff. You have to actually search for their profile or their page or their account in order to see what's going on in their lives as according to what's on social media. And then also the user accountability. There's been a lot of focus on these companies having accountability, but not so much on the users. It's more of the company to to take over what the accountability is. But, yeah, no, there's user accountability as well. You shouldn't be bullying. You shouldn't be spreading false information. It's okay to share opinions, but it's not okay to share opinions and state them as facts.
You know, these are the real issues. Frankly, a lot of the issues that politicians talk about do not affect our everyday lives. This is pretty smart on her part, and I don't know if it's motivated because her counterpart, Ramaswamy, took a shot at her daughter. That's because of social media. I didn't hear that. I don't know what he said. But that ought to be off limits anyway. He's obviously a scumbucket. I think she's right about him. What'd she call him?
Scum. Well, she was picking at him for being on TikTok, and he mentioned that her own daughter has been using the app for a long time. Well, sure, her daughter is an adult daughter, but still, no, off limits. Just don't. There's no need. If that's your rebuttal, if that's your comeback,
right.
Well, your daughter's on TikTok. Like, get real. Grow up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you tell him, Jay. Like
your
that.
Face.
Right. All right, some questions and comments at our social media, all of them. You can connect to us at Good Day Networks. Jay wanted to know, Jay pretty much posts a question every day, and the focus was on what's on our program and whether you're hearing what's going on. Lynn said, thank you so much. Hope, we had a lot of changes in what's this here, so there are some people who are listening online, and you can hear the program at Good Day Networks, at Doug Steffen Networks, right? GoodDayShow.com, all of that stuff. I like to respond. Anyway. And the connection is good, the connection is strong, and we're happy to share as much as we can with you. As I said, one of the things that's handy about it is you can listen to the program all day, every day. And that's people send pictures now, too, right?
Yeah, that's
I saw somebody posted something about being happy or sad or angry, and then what's this picture of Cher? Picture of her stepping out. Nah, this is not her at 77. That picture can't be her. Now. Please. All right. Anyway, I always appreciate your comments.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. Yesterday, the House voted in favor of a plan to fund some departments until mid-January and others through early February. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it's expected to pass. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would pass the legislation as soon as possible. The Israeli military is conducting an operation outside of the largest hospital in Gaza. Yesterday, the IDF said their forces are carrying out a targeted operation against Hamas inside the hospital based on operational necessity. The Israeli government claims Hamas is using the hospital as a base to conduct war. Starbucks Workers Union, called Starbucks Workers United, said in a press release that it's demanding the company come to an agreement over staffing and scheduling issues. A strike could affect hundreds of Starbucks locations nationwide tomorrow, Red Cup Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Hope you're having a good day.
Hi, guys, it's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Mashed potatoes, gravy. What else can we have? There's no song about carrots, though, right? Or green beans? Is there a song? Am I missing?
Yeah, oh, we need a song of like sautéed green beans and mushrooms.
Yeah. You can come up with a lyrics. We'll come up with a music, right? And we'll have a big old time. And then there'll be those people who take the green beans and the broccoli and the lettuce and all the things that are left over, and they'll create green slime with them. And speaking of green slime, there is some green slime oozing out of New York City sewers these days. Isn't that sweet, huh? It's kind of like, what was it, The Blob? Oh, no, there was a movie about slime, wasn't there? I remember.
Isn't that the blob? Was that not the blob?
Was the blob about green slime? I don't remember.
There. What's the one? It was Eddie Murphy. No. It was Robin Williams, and he like created this green slime that kind of like came to life.
Yeah. Yum. So, you'll appreciate this. My daughter Megan sometimes shudders when I take Miles out to do things, and she doesn't know what I'm going to bring back. So we went, we were in a store someplace in a mall, and he saw this green slime, and he thought it was fabulous. So we didn't get it there, but I got it for him for Christmas last year. And, you know, he was fascinated, loved it. Gramps, what are we going to do with this? And, of course, his mother was horrified because the green slime was showing up everywhere. Kitchen, bathroom, bedroom.
And once it dries, it hardens. But you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Stem steam stuff. That's learning.
Yeah, it is. There you go. Anyway, so this green sludge bubbling up from the ground next to the World Trade Center. Apparently, the social media comments were very interesting. What causes green liquids? Hello, it's the sewer. What do you think?
turns out the neon stuff. It's like when you go get what is it? Is it a CAT scan I'm thinking of? And they have to inject you with this dye.
They do.
So that they can see. Yeah, they can see through the machines what's going on. Plumbers do the same thing. That's just like it happened to be an excess, and it's this neon green slime that's coming up into the streets.
Well, the stuff in the sewer is slimy anyway. It just turned green because they use that green dye. They're trying to find a leak. That's what they do. You're right. They're right on. And that is what they do in your house, too. If you have a leaky line somewhere, or somebody's got a gas leak, they put something that smells. Yeah, they do all of that stuff to find out what's what. What color was the slime in Ghostbusters movies?
Pink.
Was it pink?
It was pink, but there was Slimer. Slimer, is that who I'm thinking of?
That's
green. Yeah.
What? All right, James, we'll bring him in. Of course, James would know about a slimy movie. So what movie was that from?
Ghostbusters had Slimer in it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like a green ghost that was just really disgusting. And his name was Slimer because they couldn't come up with anything better.
Did you ever have any green slime around when you were a kid?
I think I did, like kind of like in a Play-Doh container.
Play-Doh is a little slimy.
Yeah, big thing that kids nowadays do, or at least back in high school, they would do it. They would make their own slime, and it's not hard to do. I think you just need like milk and some like silicone-based
flour,
flour.
Flour.
Made their own
glue or whatever. You can also do it. Oh, what was it with baking? I think it was baking soda.
That's it. Yeah,
something and two other things in water, and it would be really liquidy unless you squeezed it or hit it, and then it would turn into a solid. It was one of those things.
Yep. Lots of people went viral on YouTube just making slime and putting glitter in it and all colors.
Fabulous. All right. I have to make decisions, and I'm perplexed sometimes by the decisions that face me. I was just reading an email from somebody who is complaining about some of the things that we talk about here. And that's the old, you please some of the people all the time and all the people some of the time, and you don't please all the people all the time. But I thought I'd give you a little insight into what it is that's in my mind or Jay's mind when we talk about certain things. It's called the Good Day Program for a reason. We want as much as possible to bring you up to date on some good things. Not everything is good. Some of the things that you'll hear here you won't hear anywhere else, whether it's good or bad or ugly. Sometimes there are, we've talked a lot today about death and, crazy stuff going on with equipment and utilities and things like that. Sometimes it is in the stars, astrologically. I don't mean that to be facetious. Just some things happen, some similar things happen all the time because that's kind of the way it is. What is it? Bad things happen in threes? Right? You've heard that expression.
Yes, yes. And more happen on a moon than a new moon.
Yeah, right. But I was sensitive to reading the note from the lady as quizzing as to what it was that we talked about and whether we're on it or up to it. And there are some things I choose not to talk about. Excuse me. Once in a while, we'll do something that is flavored by political realities, if you will. For example, the Ukrainians are investigating the people who were investigating Hunter Biden. I find this fascinating in a sense. There's the Ukrainian police have accused some politicians there of treason, saying they colluded with the Russian intelligence agencies trying to help Rudy Giuliani get Hunter Biden. The Biden family is accused of corruption. Really, what a surprise, in Ukraine. There was a memo a couple of years ago apparently suggesting that Ukraine investigate Hunter Biden for his role serving on the board of a Ukrainian energy company. Why would Hunter Biden ever get asked, if he wasn't the son of the president, to be on the board of directors of an energy company that's headquartered in Ukraine?
Yeah.
I mean, think it through for a second.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? And so Hunter Biden gets paid a lot of money, and the Biden family, the Biden presidency is helping the Ukrainians. And maybe this is just a Republican-Democratic thing. Democrat, as Jennifer doesn't like to have me refer to him as Democratic. It's the Democratic Party. It's not the Democrat Party. At any rate, there are all kinds of indictments the last couple of weeks on charges of treason and subversive activities. And this is connected somehow to the presidential election. You know, really? You know, of course it is. They're trying to slime. Talk about green slime.
Yeah.
Right? They're trying to slime it up. So Zelensky, who is very much a friend of Biden's, is sensitive to this. Over there, the laws are different. You know, you can accuse anybody of anything. You can charge him, put him in jail, and there doesn't have to be a trial. Anyway, I thought that that was an interesting sort of subtext to the continuing investigation into Hunter Biden and what he's up to. And in my mind, he's up to his Mickey in corrupt stuff. And the fact that his father says that he doesn't know anything about it is foolishness. Come on. Right? I don't know that my son's on the board of directors of the Ukrainian Energy. Right.
I don't keep up with what he does. I'm busy.
I don't know anything about that. Uh-huh. And who believes that? If you love Joe Biden, you believe anything he says. You love Donald Trump, you believe anything he says. And both of them are suspect, frankly, big time. They're suspect. So, anyway, but a lot of this stuff happens now on the streaming media where, you know, everybody's taking shots. It's amazing how much time is spent on news programs now. Have you noticed that? Paying attention to what's on social media? Even if it's the hospital in the Israelis, the hospital in Gaza, right? What I've seen spread all over the place, you've probably seen this too, Jay, are the pictures that the Israelis have released, footage showing where the Hamas facilities are in this medical facility. It's there. Now, the of course, Hamas has said that the Israelis doctored the video because they wanted to show that's not what did the, what you're seeing isn't to be believed because we would never do anything like that.
Yeah. Well, and what's scary is technology has reached the point that actually could be accurate. I doubt it, we've reached the point in technology where people would even question the validity of it.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a lot of people. There's still this ignorance of 500 officials around the country, and when I say officials, you know, are they really signed? There was a letter signed by Bill Maher was talking about this the other night in his program. There was a 75 supposed actors, people involved in the quote-unquote biz in Los Angeles who were taking shots at either side in the SAG-AFTRA fight. And it turns out that when you look at the 75, there are about five legitimate actors, and the rest of them are people who used to be, would be, you know, that kind of stuff. And yet there's no specifics. So the news media and others and social media pick up, 75 actors say this about the contract. And there's not 75 actors in there. Oh, you can say anything based on the headline, but what really is going on? And that's the problem with people. And so you're listening to a news talk radio program. We're talking about all the sorts of things that are in the news, associated with the news. I get frustrated sometimes, and I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about, you know, but then when you look around and see some of the things, this reminded me of going, I saw Winston Churchill's tomb. Once I spent a lot of time in England when my daughter was a student there, but I spent a lot of time because my former wife had very close ties, so we used to go to England all the time. And I love the country. It's a fabulous place. It really is. The atmosphere is just neat. Blenheim Palace. This is where Winston Churchill was born, and he died. There's a little cemetery in that little town. And I remember standing there looking at it. It was just a little teeny headstone. Anyway, so some guys were charged over the weekend with the theft of an 18-karat gold toilet from the palace. Valued at about $6 million.
How, artwork. How do you even carry that out? That's heavy.
Yeah, especially. You know, toilets are heavy anyway. Imagine one made out of gold.
Like fully gold, yeah.
Yeah. It was part of an art installation. Yeah, right. No, apparently not. This is a little town near Oxford. This was an art exhibit, if you will. And so they've caught these four guys, apparently, and they've been charged with burglary and criminal stuff. But I'm more interested in the golden toilet that was there and who uses that other than maybe Donald Trump. I bet he's got a golden. What do you think? Trump? You think he's got a golden toilet? Huh?
Probably a few golden ones, a few platinum.
Right. He likes gold.
Diamond encrusted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the scene is very sobering when you look at the tombs of people like Winston Churchill and think about what they meant to the history of the world. He's a very important guy. But he's in the ground just like all the rest of us will be when it's all over. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
At Skechers, we know you work hard at your job, so we want to make your work footwear easy. That's why we made the new hands-free Skechers Work Slip-Ins, the easiest, most comfortable work footwear. These shoes save so much time, you just step in and get to work. There's no bending over, no touching your dirty shoes. Plus, Work Slip-Ins are rugged and long-lasting with all kinds of choices and features, like slip-resistant function, safety toe, electrical hazard protection, even Goodyear rubber for enhanced traction and durability. Get affordable, durable Skechers Work Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever work footwear is sold.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff.
Is their biggest sale of the year. Shop limited time deals on laptops like the stylish, innovative XPS 13, engineered to do it all on the Intel Evo platform. Plus, save big on ultra-sharp monitors and top-brand accessories. It's the perfect time to upgrade any home, business, or gaming setup powered by Intel Core processors. Shop now at Dell.com/deals to take advantage of huge savings and free shipping. Again, that's Dell.com/deals.
I
had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's bark and roll time as opposed to rock and roll. It's time to bark and roll with Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. Every weekend around the country, a lot of these same stations, you'll hear Warren, who is a fabulous entrepreneur. He's made a career out of barking and meowing. He's got a big deal. He practices with his wife every day. How's my bark today? It's worse than your bite. Okay, so enough of that. Today, why am I so tickled by that? I don't have who knows why I'm tickled by it, but I am.
You realize it's 10 to 5 where I am in the morning.
My sense
of humor has yet to kick in.
Here's a story of a dog that survived 10 weeks in the mountains with it's a little Jack Russell Terrier, survived in the Colorado mountains for more than 10 weeks after her owner died of hypothermia. The dog lost half of its weight, but survived. Imagine that, staying with this woman who had died. That says it all, doesn't it, about dogs and loyalty.
We hear this story all the time about kids that get lost in the woods and their dog stays with them the whole time. It's interesting, though, the Jack Russell Terrier, I like to call them Jack Russell Terrorists, great little dogs, really, you know, for this. It's like owning a big dog. It's kind of like owning a big dog, Doug, dressed in a little dog suit. You know, their attitude is big, their personality is big, but they're little. It's a great dog, by the way. But you're absolutely right. The stories come out every year about dogs who stayed with their guardians, whether they're lost or sick or ill, or a stroke, whatever. Just amazing stuff. We'll never be able to compete with the love that our dogs have for us.
No, not at all. Nope. All right. Now, speaking of that, there are new exercise techniques that are on the horizon. Are these for dogs, or are they for humans, or for both?
Here's the scenario. We take time running with our dogs, playing with our dogs, getting their legs moving, getting their bodies moving, and that's all important. But did you know that sniffing can be more tiring for a dog than the equivalent of walking or running? So what I'm advocating here is exercise for your dog's nose. And hear me out on this one. Dogs nose is probably one of their most important senses. So what I do with my dogs, for example, in the winter, it's raining, it's going to rain here in Southern California, I hide things around the house and I teach them how to use their nose to find it. I put them in different locations, in different rooms. I hide them under here, I hide them under there, and they can spend hours just looking for that. So if it's raining or cold where you are, and the winter's here, you know, coming, or down in Florida, I understand they're having a lot of rain. Exercise your dog's nose. You can do it inside, hide things around, make it interesting. It could be a toy, it could be a treat, it could be this. Put it in the middle of a clothes and for the dryer, whatever. Just hide stuff around, move it around in different places. Keeps the dog mentally stimulated and exercises that nose, which is critical. Again, their nose is kind of like they eat with their nose. Their nose is their strongest sense, so it's important to keep that nose exercised as well as the body.
So how about, I heard there are the same sort of story with cats, and cats and their sensitive noses, and whether or not they're different, like a black cat has a stronger nose than does a white cat or a calico cat. Do you think there's anything to that, or is that a bunch
of noise? I try to stay away from those Archie Bunker-type statements that this breed is this way. But there are certain characteristics that certain cats have, but I know this is black cat. I wish more people would adopt black cats, but if you do adopt a black cat, please, and all cats, but even black cats more so, keep them inside. They're a crazy people out there. I think every black cat I've ever had the opportunity of living with has been the most mellow, gentle, loving. So I always say this, Doug, what you put in is what you're going to get out. And I wish more people.
Absolutely.
But there's something called black cat syndrome and black dog syndrome. When people go to a shelter, they'll walk by right past this beautiful puppy because it's black, or this beautiful cat because it's black. So there's something about black dogs and black cats that actually has a name, black dog, black cat syndrome. So don't hesitate. You know, here's the bottom line. How many times can I say this? When you adopt a dog, you might look at it at first, but when you get it home, you don't fall in love with the outside. You fall in love with the inside. Right. Makes no difference what the dog looks like on the outside.
Yep. Here's the story of a lost dog who went 150 miles across the Alaskan Sea before he was reunited with his family. It was ice. You know, in the northern Alaska is pretty much the Bering Strait ice most of the year. This is a far northern Alaskan town of Nome. It's closer to Russia than it is to us. And this little town, a young girl, was reunited with her dog that had been out on the ice for 150 days.
They say it's the love that dogs have, that incredible love for their family or the people they live with, and that's their survival mode. You know, we might need water and food. They need love, and they survive on love very often.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing. This was not a standard breed dog either. It was just kind of a mutt. But the dogs are a dog. The thing is, what the breed is, the dog is the dog.
There you go.
That's what you need to remember. Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com is his website. Please check it out and listen to him. You'll find it fascinating and important. 59 after the hour.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.